It's time to turn the spotlight on local, national, and international affairs. Plus some goss and scandal. And here's the man that does that so well, Mitchell Dye.
Good morning. Here we are for another week on 94.7 The Pulse. A big thanks to the entire team next door for the Wake Up Geelong program. Always good to hear them every Monday morning, and we look forward to tuning in next week. There's a big program coming up today. We'll be joined by Simon Ramsey, the member for Western Victoria Region in the Legislative Council, before the 10 o'clock news to find out about the year in state politics. Also, Stephanie Asher coming up later in the program. Toby Hagen joining us from Wheels Magazine, our regular motoring correspondent. And also today is 8-hour results day for those Year 12 students who've gone through the rigour of exams. They'll be getting their numbers this morning, those that didn't get them leaked, SMS leak that took place last week. And we're going to be speaking to a bit of an expert on this to talk about what happens if you don't get the 8-hour score that you want, what your options might be going forward. It's not the end of the world. There's always plenty of pathways out there. But first of all, it's a very good morning to the Committee for Geelong and Rosemary White, who has been a regular participant in the program. How are you, Rosemary?
I'm really well, thanks, Mitchell. So thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. And also you've brought someone along, Simone McKenzie, who is your relationship officer.
That's right. So I've brought Simone this morning so that she can talk a little bit about some of the work she's been doing with the committee this year. Probably as Simone's position suggests, as relationship manager, she's responsible for working with all of the committee's key stakeholders. So that's our members, our participants and alumni, but also our partners and a range of other people. So I'm sure she'd like to say good morning as well.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us both.
Fantastic. Well, first of all, the year in review 2016, there's been a fair bit that's gone on, hasn't there? It's been a very busy year and hard to believe that it's coming to an end.
That's definitely true, Mitchell. Certainly, I think for probably most organisations and businesses, it's just the way that everyone works now. But certainly it's been a big year for the committee. We pretty much started off the year in the same way that we'd finished, which was continuing to build momentum. And Simone's probably just going to take us through some of the key highlights from this year from a strategic committee point of view.
Yeah, we started the year off with our Transforming Geelong Roadshow in February, which was in Melbourne. We took over Federation Square to catch people who were coming in off the trains and also going on the trains to tell them about Geelong. And then in the afternoon we had an event at the Victorian Government Investor Centre where the Premier was welcomed us and 180 people and investors so that we could let them know about Geelong and options for either moving their business or starting a new business there. So that took us through for the first 6 months of the year, where we were giving briefings to many members, including Spire and local law firm Coulter Roach.
And then after that, we've sort of also been moving to the International Speaker Series, and you'll be aware of some of that, Mitchell, because I'm sure Rebecca's talked about it on other occasions.
That's right, and I've seen a few of them myself.
Seen a few of them yourself, yes. So Simone was involved in some of those as well. Is there some sort of just highlights about that, Simone?
Yeah, and we had four guest speakers from the US to come and give our members just an overview and also for them to see how great Geelong is. So we had Maurice Jones, who's a Virginia Secretary of Commerce and Trade. He came out in May, and then Dean Amhouse in October. He's the President and CEO of the Water Council from Milwaukee. Dr. Glenn Dubois, who's a Chancellor of the Virginia Community Educational College System. And then we had Horace Chipman, who actually came and had a luncheon with us on the day of the US election. So that was very interesting, and I know that you were there as well.
Yeah. That's right, I was. It was a fantastic event, very well run and very informative and timely, of course.
Yes, exactly. And it feels like a little while ago now, even though it was only early November. And then certainly the more recent activity has been the committee's annual general meeting, as per most organisations around that time of year. And as part of that, we at that point launched the Winning from Second, the Second City research. That has been another huge priority towards the end of this year. Is there anything else we can add about that, Sim?
Yeah, well, there was a study tour took place over in July of this year, where a team went to Scotland, the Netherlands, and the US and the UK. And from that, we launched the second city report on the 23rd of November. So the Plan Melbourne Refresh discussion paper recommends that Geelong be formally recognised as Victoria's second city, and this research supports that.
Very good. And obviously there's a few things that come with being a second city that are quite important, but I think we've heard you guys speak about that before, about how a lot of different countries around the world have second cities and how they operate.
Yeah, so definitely, as per most of the committee's work, we want to be evidence-based, and so hence that's the rigour that's been applied through this process as well. So I'm sure when you next get the opportunity to talk to Rebecca, she'll be maybe talking more about the next stage of all of that.
Fantastic. So there's been a fair few things that have been going on there, but what about from the leadership perspective?
Yes, well, we've certainly had plenty going on there as well, Mitchell. So when I was last here, we talked about the fact that we had just finished and completed the 10-year leadership conference, which was quite a culmination of the fact that 2016 was the committee's 10th year of investment in leadership development, and we just had a fantastic day. And as we've probably already talked about on other occasions, we now have around 340 alumni who've been through one of the committee's programs. We've just finished the recruiting cycle for the next Leaders for Geelong, so got a number of very excited people ready to start that program in January. And also we've had two pilots of the Activate program, and already we've got a lot of interest in that for next year. So planning continues to continue, to continue that momentum, if you like, into the new year.
Fantastic. And you've got an annual leadership breakfast coming up, do
yeah,
you?
Yeah, well, we've only we've been having the breakfast now in February as a start to the year, and that's worked extremely well. And we're pleased to say the invitation only went out last week, but we're very pleased to be able to say that Her Excellency, the Governor of Victoria, will be our guest at the breakfast on the 15th of February, which, whilst we feel like that's still a while away, it's going to come around way too fast when we get past Christmas. So
absolutely,
we're certainly really keen to get a lot of people at the pier for that event.
Yeah, I think I was at the one for this year, which was with Mena Rawlings, is that
right?
That's right,
yes, that's right, and that was a great event as well. And the year prior to that, we had John Berry, who was at that stage the US ambassador. So, you know, these events are attracting a lot of interest. They're enabling us to draw people in that might be interested in hearing from this calibre of speaker, and we certainly look forward to having Her Excellency with us early in the new year.
And I'm sure we'll have Rebecca or yourself to come in early next year to tell us about what's on the agenda, but are there any particular things that you're looking forward to next year, or planning, or just continuing on with more of the same that you've been doing?
Well, there's definitely going to be some of that, Mitchell. Probably, if it's okay to say, I think the first thing is we're looking forward to a bit of a rest.
Yep.
Looking forward to having a break over Christmas.
No shame in that.
And then coming back, I guess, refreshed, because yes, certainly there's going to be more work continuing on the Winning from Second. The programs, as I said, just get underway in February, and the breakfast, in that sense, a lot of the work we've been doing through the 10th year as well will continue on, and we're keen to keep building on those successes.
Fantastic. Well, is there anything else on the agenda that you'd like to raise?
Well, I think we've covered most of the things. Anything else we should add at this stage, Simone? Except I guess, take the opportunity to wish everyone a happy and safe Christmas and holiday break, and we look forward to maybe being part of the show in the new year.
Absolutely. We'd love to have you back, and I'm certainly looking forward to just winding down a little bit. We'll still be doing the program, but maybe not quite as intense as what it has been for the last few weeks, and we'll come back next year recharged and ready to continue on. Well, good on you both. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks very much.
A pleasure. Rosemary White there, the Leadership Manager from the Committee for Geelong, and Simone McKenzie, the Relationship Officer.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.